I was born bold.
The new Big Bertha family from Callaway Golf. Engineered for distance any way you swing it.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson on SEN.
Welcome everyone. It's a much different Friday than perhaps we would normally put together. Fun Friday is how we like to term it. And we will lighten up and have some fun and talk some footy a little bit later. But right now we're remembering one of our great sportsmen here in Victoria and Australia, Dean Jones, who tragically passed away from a heart attack at age 59. And just hearing Ian Healy there during that news, the outpouring of emotion from around the world, Tim, and you've read out some of the tweets that people have shared. It is quite extraordinary.
He was a much-loved cricketer, Gary, not only here in Australia, but right across the world, and so respected. And I think the thing that comes across from everybody that has remarked about his passing is his passion for the game, his deep, deep love for the game of cricket too.
And a man who will forever be linked with Dean Jones is a man who joined us a little earlier in the year. It was a fantastic chat. We were thrilled and honoured to speak to Sir Kirtley Ambrose, and he's been good enough to join us again this morning. Welcome to you, Sir Kirtley.
Thank you very much for having me.
I wish we could be talking under different circumstances, but it is a very, very sad day today. What was your reaction on hearing the news of the passing of the great Dean Jones?
It was certainly a sad moment. When I woke up this morning and I checked my WhatsApp messages, I got a few messages saying that Dean Jones passed. And because I just woke up, I wasn't quite all together. And my first, thing was, who Dean Jones? But once I got my thoughts together and I realized, former Australian cricketer, and it was really a sad way to start my morning.
It is, and we're just trying to come to grips with it as well. You enjoyed some magnificent battles with Dino during your time as the West Indian leader of that fearsome attack. What's your favourite memory of playing against Dino?
Well, there are a couple, because when I made my first tour to Australia way back in 1988-89, I remember very clearly that he scored a double 100 against us in Adelaide. Really took us apart, and it was a great attack. It was the late, great Malcolm Marshall, Courtney Walsh, Patrick Patterson, and myself. Mm. So it was a really serious attack, probably our best attack. And he scored a double 100. And there and then I said to myself, next time around, when I run into him, I'm going to make sure that it wouldn't be so easy for him next time around. But he played extremely well. We've had our battles over the years. Very, very busy cricketer, especially in one-day cricket. He's one of those guys who run very well between the wickets. So he puts you under pressure as a fielder all the time. Wonderful player. And just started another passing.
And he had great confidence, Sir Kirtley. He was one of the things that is coming through very clearly from all of the stories that we're hearing and sharing with each other is just how confident he was in his own ability. Was that always obvious?
Yes, it was very obvious. If you look at him walking to the crease, you can see that confidence in his stride. Like he just can't wait to get out there, because I'm the man, I'm going to take care of this bowling. He got a lot of confidence in his own ability, and he's shown it from time to time, and I've done very well for Australia.
Kirtley, Rodney Hogg has written an article in one of the local papers today talking about his fearlessness and how he embraced being bowled to by the quicks. Did you sense that immediately when you're bowling to somebody like a Dean Jones? Hang on, this bloke's not intimidated by my speed at all.
No, I've never sensed that. He's one of those guys that, you can look in the guy's eyes, some players, and readily recognize that they're not so comfortable. And only a matter of time before you probably get them out. With Dave Jones, he never showed that kind of emotion, really. You can't tell if he's scared, if he's nervous or anything. He's just one of those guys that always believe in his ability and believe that it doesn't matter what will throw at him. He will always get the better of you. That's the kind of confidence that he possesses.
Hey, Curly, when you went back into the dressing rooms at the end of play and you sat around and you talked about the Australians, was he one of the players in the Australian team that the group respected because of the way he played?
Yes, most certainly. Especially in one-day cricket. He was a bit of a thorn in our flesh because apart from a wonderful batsman, he puts you as a bowler under pressure. He puts the fielders under pressure. He's so quick between the wickets that he easily turned ones into twos, that kind of stuff. And he was good enough to manipulate the bowling. He bowled good deliveries, and he'd find a way to score up those good deliveries. So as a bowler, you're under pressure. Because if your good deliveries are going for runs, then what are you going to do? So immediately you're under pressure.
Did he ever dounce down the pitch to you, Curtly? There's, again, Rodney Hogg tells a story about the fact that he was prepared to jump down the track to Malcolm Marshall. Did he ever do that to you? When he did that, how did it make you feel?
Well, you know, in one-day cricket, you know, batsmen tend to take chances by coming down the track to a bowler. Because of a one-day situation, more often than not, you don't really go too many short deliveries. A test match will be totally different. So guys like to take chances in the one-day format. I think once or twice, I can remember, he came down at me, you know, but, you know, obviously I gave him a little steer to kind of give him a bit of a warning. No, that's dangerous. Don't do that. That kind of stuff. But, but it never really bothered me because as a batsman, you want to take a chance and come down to a fast bowler, making the pitch a bit shorter, rather than that's your problem. So I never really take it personal.
And Curtly, we spoke to you earlier in the year and we loved it. And you did say that one of the things that people want to talk to you about most of all was the time that Dino asked you to remove your sweatbands. Could we impose upon you to tell that story for us once more?
Yeah, well, I think it's appropriate for us to do it to sort of lighten the moment. It's a sad moment, obviously, but sometimes, you know, when you're sad, you know, a little light moment should help relax you. You know, that particular incident, you know, was a bit of a shock to me at first because, like I said before, I've always worn a wristband. And for Dean Jones to come out and ask the umpire to ask me to remove the wristband, to me, was a very strange request, you know, and I must say, I was very reluctant to do it. I wasn't going to, but my teammates, you know, convinced me, you know, it would make a difference with the way you bowl. But they were wrong. It made a difference. Because up to that point, I was bowling within myself, won the game, trying to keep it nice and tight, give nothing away. But after the incident with Mr. Jones, that really infuriated me. And then all of a sudden, I'm bowling much quicker. You know? And of course, we all know the end result, right? I didn't get him out, though. But I should have lost.
They did. Hey, so Curtly, we love the fact that you've been able to jump on and share these memories. It's so important for us here in Australia, as you can appreciate. We're all doing it a little bit hard. We're in Victoria, which is Dean's home state, and it's a tough morning for us all. But to hear, we spoke to Mike Gadding earlier and to Simon O'Donnell, and now to hear you share some memories of Dino, it just helps with what's a really difficult day, and we do appreciate it, and thank you so much.
Yeah, it's really a pleasure. Just want to say, you know, good morning to all of Australia. Australia has always been my favourite country to tour. And I love Australians. I love Australia. I just want to say to Dino's wife and children, you know, my sincere condolences for myself and my family and all of Australia and the cricketing fraternity. We've lost a great player. And just want to say to his family, and it's a tough time, but just remain strong and just keep the faith.
Thank you, Curtly. That means a lot to us all. We appreciate it. So Curtly Ambrose there, live from Antigua there, and one of the all-time great cricketers, 405 wickets, 98 tests for the Windies, and just sharing some memories. And So we can top and tail that story there, Tim, on the sweatbands. So that's Kirtley's take on it. He said he was bowling within himself, trying to keep things tight. But when he did that, then all bets were off. And then you can just imagine what was happening in the Australian cricket room, which Simon O'Donnell was able to take us inside that. David Boone was out. So he was laughing, having a dart, thinking, how funny is this? The rest of them that all had to go out and bat. What in God's name is he doing?
What's he done to us? What's he done to us? What a gentleman he is, though, Sir Kirtley Ambrose, too.
Yeah, no, absolutely fantastic. So we are remembering Dean Jones. It is just a it is a very tragic and difficult morning, and we think of all of those people who are close to Dino, and again his, to his family, his wife Jane and daughters Phoebe and Isabella. We remember them, and we will continue to remember him. And this is one of the great parts of having a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week sports station. We'll, Kane Corns will be remembering him, and Dwayne O will, so you'll get your opportunity to sit back and share in all these great memories of the late Dean Jones. We'll change tack a little bit, Wispy, and talk a little bit of footy. So why don't we get a breakaway, get an early breakaway, and then we can have a good chat about what else has been going on in the world of sport. We had the awards night last night. I know there's a lot of people out there that want to talk about the All-Australian Awards, so we're happy to do that after this. Trav Boak's going to join us. Gazy will lighten things up for us when he does his unconventional club review of the Hawthorn Footy Club, and we'll see if we can get a bit of fun Friday going. So tough time for us all, but we'll be back after the break.